In India, the country's ruling party has scored an important victory in state elections that could solidify the power of India's prime minister. The victory for the BJP, the party of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, includes India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh. Joining me now from Mumbai is NPR's Raksha Kumar. And Raksha, what more can you tell us about the results of this election?
So for over about a month now, about 300 million people voted in five different Indian states. So, and today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP for short, won four out of the five states. So these election results predict trends for 2024 general elections, where Modi's party will actually be seeking a third term. And so therefore, they're very, very significant. The state that everybody was focusing on was Uttar Pradesh. And in Uttar Pradesh, a Hindu monk named Adityanath, who is also from Modi's party, will return to power yet again. So this is the first time since 1985 that a ruling party will be returning to power in the state.
And I want to underscore what you just said there. This was not the general election that would determine the fate of Prime Minister Modi, but they are still very important as a bellwether for what is the largest democracy in the world. So help us understand exactly what was at stake.
The common issues among all five states that went to polls were economic recovery after the pandemic. So what that means is lower inflation and more job creation. That is what the people wanted. In Uttar Pradesh, though, the current government was credited with reducing crime. And although unemployment was fairly high, the voters seem to have given the government another chance, really, with that.
Right. Good news, it sounds like, for Narendra Modi. What does the victory mean for him?
So these decisive victories are a relief, frankly, for PM Modi and his party, because last year they lost a crucial state election. But specifically, a victory in Uttar Pradesh is significant. It is India's most populous state. It has more people than most European countries do. So winning Uttar Pradesh is not just a morale booster, it also gives Modi greater control over the upper house of the parliament. Moreover, UP is a bellwether, as you said, so this is seen as an indication that Modi's party has a better chance at the general elections in 2024. In all the states, PM Modi was campaigning. He was asking people to support him specifically and his ability to bring about change. So in one way, these results were a show of people's confidence in PM Modi.
Now, an important piece of context here is that India is a predominantly Hindu country, and the ruling party, the BJP, as you've said, they're pushing an agenda that puts Hindus first. How much of a boost was this election for Hindu nationalists?
So the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh, as I said earlier, is a Hindu monk, right? He is unapologetically Hindu nationalist. He drapes himself in Hindu religious clothing and has made brazen comments against the Muslim community, which is the largest minority in his state. So what people are saying here is that BJP's victory in UP does not bode well for its religious minorities. The rhetoric of Hindu nationalism will only increase in the coming years.
That was NPR's Raksha Kumar reporting from Mumbai. Raksha, thank you very much for your work. Appreciate it.
Thank you.